It's time for some ham radio.
Ham?
All right, Dan. You're there.
This is Ham Radio Presents What's Going On With Ham These Days. First.
Is there an open?
Ham, first of his name.
Happy Ramadan.
The Haminator, first of his name. Oh, happy Ramadan.
Thank you.
Merry Ramadan.
Merry Ramadan to you too. Got a lot of things going on. Not enough to where one thing is super interesting that could take over this segment.
All right, here's a bunch of mildly interesting things that are going on in Ham's life.
Bingo.
That you had a whole week to come up with, and this is what you got. All right.
This is the soft launch of Could I Pull Off Being a Blazer Guy? So after Ticket Stock, after doing my Michael McDonald, you guys encouraged me to start wearing my white blazer all the time, which I did for a day. And then DJ throughout the week peppered me with, I think you could be blazer guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pulls it off well.
Which,
you got those broad shoulders, that hourglass figure.
That's not what you want.
You look great in a suit.
Buy like a Coke bottle.
Yeah.
I associate people that wear blazers as trying to hide something. Like they're like a kid in band, like in high school, and they probably don't shower enough, so they try to obfuscate that with
a blazer,
yeah.
What a weird assumption.
Maybe I just have...
Does a blazer hide smells? What do you mean?
I think I just might have a mental image of somebody I knew back in high school that wore a blazer to cover up that his hair was always dirty.
And you thought...
The blazer would hide his hair.
The way to accent that would be to tie your hair into a rat tail?
I didn't
also,
think that...
Wouldn't a hat be better for that?
Can't wear hats in school. But I'm saying, in his mind, he thinks that by wearing a blazer, I'm pulling the wool over everybody. They have no idea that I don't shower because I'm wearing a blazer. And I don't want to be like that.
So when I think of people wearing blazers, I think you look squared away, professional.
Yeah.
Not a stinky high school
kid.
You
care about your appearance, not a, smelly French horn player.
I just don't think I'm around blazers enough.
But you could be if you were a blazer guy. You can set the trend.
I got my shirt tucked in, too.
Yeah, and your jeans. Yeah.
The rest of the outfit, I two thumbs down.
It's a start. He's got a nice button-down shirt on.
Yeah.
I
don't want him to wear a full suit.
That's not that nice of a button-down shirt. It's all wrinkled.
What do you want from me? Well, I got to say that part.
It's better than what we're wearing. You're wearing a hoodie.
You're way selling yourself short over there.
I'm wearing an extremely faded Michigan State t-shirt.
It was Spartans.
He never wears the shirts we give him.
In front of you guys. You don't wear a band's t-shirt to their concert.
We don't give you t-shirts of yourself to wear.
No, but it would be weird if I wore the shirt you guys gave me.
It's weird you're wearing Larry Nassar tribute shirt is what's weird.
No, but I crossed out his face with a red X. I'm anti-Larry Nassar.
You don't give off that vibe.
Let's just say I don't think DJ or myself could pull off
blazer?
The blazer like you.
Especially I could.
That particular one, because it would just be too small.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that one would rip
a
half
human, yeah.
If either of us tried to put that
on. It would be full Tommy Boy if I wore that particular blazer.
So what stops people from trying something new? In terms of, changing their look?
The threat of being made fun of.
Yeah, that's fear. Exactly what I was thinking of.
The ultimate motivator of everything.
Yeah. Especially here.
Yeah, because you could try to do something where you try to go at it very slow and make it gradual. But it seems like if you're willing to do that, you might as well just, because of you working up here or anywhere in any setting, just go change yourself.
Because of where we work, though, I feel like the blazer would set you apart because everybody dresses like crap up here. No offense.
None taken.
To everybody?
To everybody, but y'all look terrible. So you would stand out if I'm looking at you specifically.
I have some nice champion shorts on.
But even when it comes to, haircuts or whatever, you're immediately called out from getting a haircut, if you get one.
Then this coming from the guy who, when I bought a t-shirt that had Mario on it, every time I wear it now, Mario shirt, you're wearing your Mario shirt.
Okay, well, going back to the t-shirt, you don't wear the t-shirts that we get you. I got you Rangers Championship t-shirt.
And I still have it.
You never worn it. You never worn your CC shirt.
He framed it. He's going to get the whole team to sign it at some point.
He's got a Caitlin Clark t-shirt.
Still have that.
Never wears it.
I wear it all the time. I go other places besides here.
No, you do not.
I absolutely do. I got a pretty hopping personal life, fellas.
Should we pivot to Monty Radio?
I got a lot going on. There's not enough time. We're only here till noon.
By all means. We got a full hour. Go ahead.
That's what I'm saying. We only have an hour.
Today in Monto. 10.
If I went over my schedule with you guys, I'll tell you what. Blow your top off.
Okay, you drove to work and then drove home from work.
And that's just the beginning.
Ordered DoorDash 5 times.
No, don't use DoorDash.
Walk to the front door.
An Uber Eats man all the way.
But even going back to what I was saying, though, if you change your appearance or don't change your appearance and then throw on a new shirt, you're going to get called out on it. So that's why I've been skeptical about this entire endeavor. Because...
like we've been setting you up?
Exactly. I figured I'd walk in today and you guys would be like, look at this guy.
This guy thinks he's so great.
Yeah.
You hosting the Oscars tonight?
Is that tonight?
I think it is tonight.
I don't know. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Did you leave your lizard at home? That's what I associate with a guy who wears a blazer and jeans. Normally. Not you.
Okay.
Where's your playing cards?
Now, magician, maybe.
Yeah, it looks like I'm going with, like, cool magician jet.
Where's
vibes.
The handkerchief that you just keep pulling out of your shirt pocket and it never ends?
But yeah, do you like my ponytail, too?
No, the ponytail ruins it. Because not even really a pony, it's a rat tail.
I pulled it up.
I just noticed his blazer has a little embellishment right on the pocket.
You got a pocket square?
Yeah.
Is it a square?
No.
Or no, it's right in front of the pocket.
Oh, yeah. You got a little Italian flag right there.
They look like Christmas colors, though. They're green and red. So
I thought it was for us.
Oh, man,
Mexico.
I didn't even notice that. Yeah.
You didn't notice it on your own jacket?
No. I don't know. I'm going to wear this thing.
Okay. How many blazers do you have?
This is one of two. The other one was the white one.
So you have one black and one white. Okay.
You just alternate those things throughout the week. You'll be fine.
I'm not going to wear the white one ever again, probably.
Why?
Why? That's the good
one.
That's
the one that looks
good on you.
Where's
the white one? No.
That's what makes you an individual.
Right.
Am I not individualized by wearing blazer?
No. You're just an idiot. Right now, I just hate you.
I don't agree with that.
This is what I was afraid of.
Now, the biggest problem would be if you wore your white one getting honey butter on it.
Ooh, yeah, I could...
Because that would stain from all your various chicken sauces. Now, that's a problem. The black one would hide that a little bit more.
Starting on my sleeve.
Yeah.
Chicken sauce.
We all chicken sauce. Speaking of band, going to a concert Wednesday.
All right.
So come say hi to me in my blazer. So.
That's it? What show?
I'm gonna go. Oh, I'm still talking. You can't hop in and be like,
that's all you got. That's all you got. That's what.
But I didn't anticipate this happening, so I'm looking to buy tickets to go see Justice on Wednesday. And
Big Justice?
Hit some dingers.
Greatness.
Yeah. Oh, man, I meant to send this to you today. I think today is either today or yesterday was the one-year anniversary of their first post.
The Costco guys?
Yeah.
Die.
Yeah.
Saying that to a child?
Yes. What was I talking about?
Absolutely.
You're going to a concert.
Oh, and wife is going with me.
Mm-hmm.
I did not anticipate that.
So, that's typically what couples do, go to nights out together, right?
Yeah, but
usually,
we
part of my bustling
we
life.
Don't listen to the same music, though, at all.
Yeah, but females like to just hang out with their guy. You know, they don't really care about the music.
Man.
They just want to be with you.
But what level would it take for you guys to go to a concert? For me, I've been listening to this band for over a decade. For her, she's like, there's one song I like, so therefore I want to go see the entire concert.
AAL?
Justice.
Oh, yeah,
as
that's
I said.
Right. John Wick.
What?
Well, maybe she just likes being around you so much, it doesn't matter what music is being played.
I know that's not
especially
the case.
Especially in your nice blazer.
Maybe the blazer has...
may have set it over the top.
...has ignited something deep inside her.
She can't wait to rip it off.
I'd choke you with it.
What?
Hold the back of that little rat tail while you're...
Rip your rat tail right off the back of your head.
your rat tail on a night of furious pegging.
Bingo.
Bingo.
What else do I have?
So what about Justice?
I've got
to
go
see your story here?
I don't know.
You're going to go see him with your wife.
I don't know.
None of this is interesting enough. You guys force upon me a segment.
I guarantee you 99% of the people that work here would say, we get a segment.
You or if EA, being, you know, we offered EA the throne.
You are punishing me.
So what else you got?
I started rewatching Deadwood again.
All right, let's hear about it.
Oh, kill me.
That's why you made the jewel hand reference earlier.
Yes.
So, how's E.B. Farnham doing?
Pretty good so far.
Okay.
He just became mayor. So my proposition to you is, because it's a great show, what if with the two of you, DJ included, so he could learn to love it?
Thank you.
As part of the two of us.
As part of the two of us.
We're not stopping.
We host a Deadwood podcast.
So let's take this really niche audience that we have on the weekends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cut that by about 95%.
Yeah. Yes. It's a rewatch podcast.
Commit to one more thing that I already have going on in my really busy life.
Something that's not going to make us any money, not get us any positive attention.
Yeah.
But basically just give you an outlet to talk about it while you rewatch it.
Otherwise, I'm bringing it up on the show right now.
But you already brought it up on the show.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not like this is keeping you, like this idea is keeping you from using this as content on the show.
I've been told by Sean and Mino, who are in surprise.
1-3.
To fire off any Deadwood HSOs you have this week. Even if they're in the middle of talking to Jacob deGrom about his arm falling off. Hit him with a Deadwood quote. Talk to him about Swergen having a kidney stone and needing a thumb.
Trying to pass that, yeah.
Yeah.
What else?
What's the next interesting thing?
I can't wait to see what didn't make the cut yet. That's one of your top interesting things.
So I wear a blazer and I'm watching Deadwood.
Yeah.
And I might go to a concert with my wife.
Ooh. Speaking of concerts.
Uh-huh.
Planning out trips for more concerts.
Okay.
Trips for more concerts. Okay. It's a weird way to phrase that.
Have you guys ever double dipped in concerts? So, I think you might have, DJ.
You mean like dip my chip into salsa, take a bite, and dip it in again?
So, that's the thing I'm alluding to is I believe you saw Bad Bunny here and then flew out to other destination to see him.
Bad Bunny.
That is true. At the height of his popularity, we saw him.
You would see him in Havana, right?
We saw it. He's from Puerto Rico, first of all. So that's racist.
Well, I don't want to name all the Puerto Rican cities I can name, so.
Puerto Rico City?
City, yeah. Ciudad de Puerto Rico.
Nuevo San Juan is the capital, right?
But no, we also saw him at Petco Park in San Diego.
Same
cool.
Tour?
Same tour and everything. Random, didn't mean to. We just happened to be in San Diego at the time he was also there.
Okay, so I'm doing a pre-planned concert back-to-back. So in April, I'm driving down to Austin to watch band, then driving back up to Dallas to watch same band the next night.
Is this the band?
BT Bam?
No, not BT Bam. This is Meshuggah.
Oh, Meshuggah. All right.
But, funny you mentioned that. BT Bam is going on tour, but they're not going to Dallas.
Or any BT Bam is?
What? Between the Buried Me.
Yeah.
Of course.
They're not going to Texas, so I'm planning a trip to fly out to Colorado. To Ooh. Go see them.
They're playing Red Rocks?
No, they're playing, I think it's called Black Sheep, which is in Colorado Springs.
Oh. Chris Farley movie.
Whoa. While on trip, I will also be doing my Taco, or Del Taco.
I knew Del Taco was featured here
he
somewhere.
He was complaining about this the other day.
Yeah.
So in Del Taco, they've closed down all of the locations except for one in Colorado, so I will be paying my respect.
To the last remaining one?
To the last remaining
like
one.
Like that last Blockbuster in Alaska or whatever, you're going to go stay the night there?
But with Del Taco.
Build a little altar outside.
You're going to just sit on top of the roof, won't let them bulldoze it? Like a hippie in a tree?
Ham's not laughing.
I won't let you.
Yeah,
I'm not going to let you.
You might
do
think
it.
This is a joke. This is serious.
It's a taco place.
They got fresh ingredients, though.
Not fresher than if you made their tacos at home.
Maybe.
Which, that style of taco, you could very easily replicate at home. I guarantee, in fact, online there's 100 recipes probably to season it exactly like it's supposed to be. You could very easily do this at home.
Anyways, that's it.
Well, on that note, that was a fantastic ham radio. Let's do it again next week.
No.
We're going to go ahead and tell you now, 1 week from now, you have this segment again, so you have plenty of time to prepare.
Okay. I prepared for this one, shockingly.
Could have fooled us.